President Trump says the Russia inquiry makes the U.S. look bad and puts the country in a bad position. But he also tells the New York Times in an interview published today that he believes Special Counsel Robert Mueller will treat him fairly. The Times also reports that Trump insisted 16 times that the inquiry has turned up no collusion with Russia so far. The Russia probe has been a major issue during the president's first year in office, and it's one of the challenges he'll face again in 2018. There are many other pressing issues, too. Julian Zelizer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Welcome back, Julian, and Happy New Year a little bit early.
Thanks for having me, and Happy New Year.
So as we look ahead to the new year, how do you place in the context of history the first year of the Trump presidency?
Well, it's certainly been one of the most turbulent that we've seen. It's been unconventional. We've seen many traditions and many norms uprooted, and we've seen many institutions come under threat. He's achieved more, I think, than some of his critics acknowledge, including on deregulation and, of course, on the tax cut that passed at the end of the year.
And is that fact that he has delivered the reason or reason enough to keep some of members of his own party who might be uncomfortable, but to keep them basically satisfied enough?
Well, there's a tension. On the one hand, I do think that placates them and leaves some Republicans on Capitol Hill to say, whatever he's doing, we will support him as long as he can deliver these kinds of measures, particularly on the economy. But on the other hand, the polls are real, and he is historically at lows in terms of his approval ratings, and poll after poll is showing that the midterms can be a wave election. And that is not something that sits well with Republicans. So they have to balance these two things as the year progresses. And I think that will be one of the big stories of 2018.
Well, the elections, of course, coming up next year. How tough will it be for Democrats to regain control of Congress? Because it seems as if there are already many lawmakers and many candidates are already in campaign mode.
It will be tough, but I think the situation is looking good for Democrats, certainly as a result of all kinds of odd stories and unexpected developments. The Senate is now up for play, and because of President Trump's turbulent record and very unpopular decisions nationally, the House is also a race where Democrats can win. So if Democrats play this the right way, we could certainly be looking at a Democratic Congress come January 2019.
If that did happen, how tough would it be for Capitol Hill and the White House to get anything done? I mean, if Democrats do regain control of Congress, would that be a game changer for the Trump presidency?
Sure would. I mean, it's not as if he's been very successful with the Republicans. Most of what he's done through executive action. But things would certainly get a lot tougher. Democrats would be in no mood to make deals with this president. And they'll be thinking about 2020. And they'll be thinking about the fundamental differences between what Democrats stand for and between what this administration has represented to the world. And at the same time, they will also be more willing to move forward with investigations and looking into many different kinds of problems that have been made clear with how this administration conducts its business.
Julian, I wonder how you view the Me Too movement of this past year and even the Black Lives movement, Black Lives Matter movement before that. Do you see the traction that they have gained continuing to the extent that there could be more done by decision makers? The kind of momentum will move in that direction. Or do you see these things dying a slow death?
Well, I don't think they'll die a slow death, but there is a question, can they now translate the huge changes they've made in the national conversation and in changing how Americans think of problems from institutional racism to sexual harassment? Can they translate that into changes in electoral politics? Can they get more candidates to vow their support to concrete policy changes?
Let me just interrupt you there. I mean, do you think they can? Do they have that kind of
I think they
power?
Can. I think they can. can. I think they have changed the national conversation in a way that suggests there could be electoral pressure from voters to actually do something about the many problems that have been exposed. So they have the potential, but potential in politics doesn't translate into success. And there's been many movements that have not been able to make that shift. So I think it's going to be very important. And policy changes are needed as well. So far, a lot of this is focused on individual wrongdoers, from police to Hollywood executives on both fronts. But there need to be policy changes in the corporate world as well as in the public sector to make sure that all of these problems are actually addressed. But it will be a tough, tough fight in the next 2 years to make sure that they don't fade.
Bigger picture before we let you go, Julian, has the Trump presidency changed your thinking at all as a historian in terms of how we should look at the role of the American president going forward?
Absolutely. I think the president, any historian would have to admit, has just broken many conventions where there is this expectation that there will be outrage about some of the behavior that we've seen, about some of the positions that he's taken that are very extreme. And there is outrage, but nothing's really happened. He moves forward. And I think historians will have to rethink some assumptions about what's possible in terms of violating those norms and stressing the institutions of our democracy.
Julian Zelizer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton. Nice to speak with you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.